All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Red Bridge Public Infrastructure Districts, both number one and two. We do have a quorum of the board. Today is December 16th, 2024. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order board, let's go through everybody on the call. If you could state your name for the record and the recording, we would appreciate that. We'll start with the board. Mike, you're the chair. You want to start?
Yeah, I'm Michael Crandall, and I am the board chair for both Red Bridge public infrastructure districts.
I'm Sheila Michaelis, and I am the board treasurer.
I'm David Hutchison with CLA.
Brandon Johnson with Farnsworth Johnson, Council to the Districts.
All right, that is everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, is there any members of the public at the anchor location?
No.
Okay. All right, first up is our public hearings for both PID number one and PID number two. The two public hearings are to take any public comment regarding the 2025 budget. So, board, what I'm going to need is a motion to open the public hearings.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to open the public hearing for the Red Bridge Public Infrastructure Districts 1 and 2.
Thanks, Mike.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Sheila. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. And by the way, for the record, we're going to excuse Blaine Turner from the board meeting. He had other commitments this morning. All right, so now we are in the board, or we're in the public hearing. Again, this public hearing is to take public comment regarding the 2025 fiscal year budgets for both PID number one and two. I'm going to stop sharing. We'll let David from CLA walk through the budgets for us. David.
Okay. Thanks, Michael. So for the budget, we made a few edits from our last meeting, the tentative budget. Excuse me, let me zoom in. And so we have the budgeted $101,000 of property taxes for this current year. And then some interesting, let me just go to the general fund, I guess, first. And so we have budgeted transfers in from the admin carve out $53,060. That was updated to match the current 2% increase per year, year over year, to cover those admin expenses. We modified, auditing up insurance there. And based on the comments that were made in the tentative budget and transfers to other funds. The debt service, we have that 101 being applied into the following year, 101,000, 50,000 interest income, 7,000 for the paying agent fees, 886,400 for bond interest, and that would be paid out of the surplus fund of 1,892,200. And then in the capital projects, we have no activity in the following year, assuming that's all expended in this current year. In budget for district number two, the only activity we have, property taxes estimated $89,162, and to be transferred into Red Bridge one. I don't know if you guys had any specific questions you wanted me to go over, or if you wanted to talk about anything.
No.
Okay. All right, I'll turn it back to you then, Michael. Did that give you enough time?
Did you go through both of them, David?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Board, then, any questions?
Nope.
All right. Seeing none, I do not show any other members of the public that have joined. So, with that, if we could take a motion to close the public hearing.
I make the motion to close the public hearing.
I'll second that.
So, we have a motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, so now we have the board meeting minutes from November 18th was when we covered it. Board, have you had a chance to review the review these, and do they look accurate to you?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, could I get a motion to approve the board meeting minutes?
I make a motion to approve the Red Bridge Public Infrastructure Districts 1 and 2 board meeting minutes from November 18th, 2024.
I'll second that.
So we have a motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
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 And that is unanimous. All right. So now we're going to talk about sorry. Sorry, board. Does that look? Brandon, are you comfortable with this language?
Let's see. Yes, yeah. That looks good. Looks like you've already changed it to the correct mills, right?
Yep.
Yeah, yep.
I was
No,
able
that
to
looks
get
good.
that in the time.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
David, I thought you would take a little more time.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. All right, board. So, how we have to adopt the budgets in Utah, state auditor requires us to do it by a budget resolution. So what I'm going to need then would be a motion that would approve the budget resolution and adopt the 2025 budget. And this is for PID 1. Any questions on this?
Nope.
Okay, could I get a motion to adopt the budget resolution and approve the 2025 budget for PID 1.
I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution for PID 1 and also to approve the 2025 budget.
Thanks, Sheila.
I second that motion.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Give me just a sec. Let me make sure. Right, now we're going to 6-5, correct, Mike?
Yes.
Get the language from one. Ah, what am I doing? Sorry. Did I do that right? We'll do it again. Well, I'm glad you brought it up now, Mike,
No.
so that didn't become an issue. Think cutting and pasting would be a little easier, huh? All right, does that look right?
Think so. So we're adopting, we're approving the resolution and adopting the budget. In the
Yeah.
resolution, we've increased the mills.
Yeah.
Do we have to do any kind of motion to increase them, or it's just already increased because of the resolution?
I would let's go back, amend PID1's motion just to cover ourselves, Mike, to say that we're increasing it to 3.5 on PID1, and then the 6.5 on this one. So, Sheila, can you go back, amend your motion on PID1 to go to this 3.5?
Okay, so I want to amend the last motion for District Number 1 to adopt the resolution that will increase the mill levy to 3.5, as well as approve the budget for 2025.
I second that motion.
Perfect. All those in favor say aye.
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 Right, now let's go to PID number two. So same thing as David went through, but we're increasing the mill levy up to 6.5 in PID two. So could we get a motion then to approve the resolution, which includes the increase to 6.5 mills and approve the 2025 budget?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution that will increase the mill levy for District 2 up to 6.5 mills and also approve the final budget for 2025.
I second that motion, but I also want to state that we're increasing the mills because we're going to be using the surplus to make the pay bond payments next year. And in using the surplus, we're required to max the mills out. And this will max the mills out for a total of 10 between the two districts.
Perfect. Thanks, Mike.
We got
All
a
right.
except we got a
all in
Yeah.
favor. Aye.
Yeah. All
Aye.
in favor. All
Also.
right. That's unanimous. I'm just going back and double checking. Sorry. On the amounts. I'm on the state website. That's why. Okay. All right. Now let's go bust out your calendars for me. And let's talk about next year's calendars. We have to put out an annual meeting schedule. So we're gonna need five board meetings. So each one covers the quarterly report. So the first one's year end, Q4 for this year, and then it'll be Q2, 3, and 4, Q1, 2, and 3 for next year. And then in the end of October, early November, we'll cover the third quarter, plus do the tentative budget, and then December have the public hearing and adopt the budget. So, Christy and David, keep me straight. So, we'll need board meetings the end of February, beginning of March. Then we'll need them the end of July, beginning of August, then end of October, early November, and then December. So we'll need those five board meetings. So do you guys want end of the month times or beginning of the month times?
I think just the days we used last year would be good if they still fall on usable days.
Are that so Remind me, is it Mondays at 10?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
And this time actually works really good for me, so.
Monday's 10. What is this, the third week? David, can you do it in the third week, or do you need to push to the fourth week?
It'll actually be the end of January, 1st of February. The first meeting.
Yes, we can do the third week though.
Third week of January. Is that right, January? Christy, keep me straight.
Yes, it's the end of January, first 2 weeks of February.
Okay. Thanks, Sheila, and thanks, Christy. Christy, you got to keep me straight on the. I don't know why I'm getting confused on the months board. Sorry. All right. So you could do the third week then?
Yeah, we can. I think we only have a handful of districts that are before that month end, so we can prioritize those ones to get financials completed and ready to be presented at the meetings.
Okay. So Sheila, that'll work then. So
Okay.
third Mondays of so that would be January, April, July, and October, and then in November and December. So those will be the 5 months. Sound good, board?
It
Sounds
does.
great.
All right. Could we get a motion that would be our annual meeting schedule for 2025?
I make a motion to accept the meeting schedule as Michael Jensen proposed for 2025.
Great.
I'll second
Thanks,
that.
Mike. Thanks, Sheila. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, last thing on the agenda is the open and public meetings training. So once a year, state statute requires that we go through the minute or the meeting training. So only take me a couple minutes. All right. So state requires us to state open and public meetings. Statute requires that we have all of our meetings conducted open to the public in a public setting so that the public can participate. They can see how the district's business is conducted. They can be part of it. We have to allow some public comment at all of those meetings. So we have to post. We post on the Open and Public Meetings website. We have to post the place, the time, the date. We have to post the agenda. The agenda has to have reasonable specificity. So, meaning we can't just put something generic like today we have a resolution. We have to list that it's the budget resolution, what it is we're covering with that resolution. So, some specificity, if that makes sense. We have to publish an annual meeting schedule. That way, if somebody were to look up, hey, I want to see what's going on with the district, when do they meet? They can see when we meet. That way they could plan accordingly. Say we were to cancel a meeting, then we would have to go on, publish that cancellation, say that, just for that meeting, that would allow the public to look for additional agendas and notices. They can actually sign up to get a notification on when those meetings are going to be. So if we were to post a special meeting, they would get an email saying, hey, Redbridge number one and two are having these meetings and they're scheduled. We have an electronic meetings policy that allows us to conduct our meetings electronically. We have to put that link on the agendas. That way, the public can see it. They can join. They can listen. But that's what allows us to. We have to have a person at the anchor location. That way, if the public needs special accommodations, we can coordinate with them. We list Christy on the agendas. That way, they can get a hold of her if they need any accommodations. We do keep minutes and recordings of the meetings. Minutes we have to keep pretty much forever. So the recordings require that within 72 hours we put those on the website. Then the written minutes are approved at one of the following board meetings, and those become the official minutes once they are approved. Again, 24-hour notice for a regular meeting, and then for public hearings, there's 7-day notice that we have to provide to the public for those. There is a chance we could go into a closed session, unlikely for PIDs, but there is a chance still. They would be if there was going to be any talk of any appraisals, any land purchases, water rights, anything like that. We could go into close, talk about strategy, what amount we're going to bid on or make the offer for. That way, no one could get in a good could get a competitive advantage, go out underbid, be able to, know the price. If, as the development team, we needed to talk about something with the development team as far as plans, commercial trade secrets, any not to cause commercial harm to the development team, protect business. Again, strategies, way of doing business, something going on with the development that needs to be confidential. We can do that so it doesn't harm the development team at the company, if that makes sense. If there was any litigation, we could close for that to talk about strategies. If we need to talk about character, competency, or health of any of the board members or any employees, PIDs aren't allowed to have employees, but let's just say we were, we could go into closed for those as well. If the board was or the district was going to put in any security measures, meaning any security personnel, devices, plans, we could go into closed session to talk about those security measures. If there were any allegations or fraud or criminal behavior, we could go into closed sessions, talk about the investigations, allegations, those kind of things. All of the Or and collective bargaining, if we were to have employees, that's another thing. We have to record those closed sessions and we have to keep minutes, but they are closed. And the only way somebody could get into those is if they got a court order. Pretty high bar. Personally, I've never seen that happen, but I guess there is a potential. If we were to have had one today, then our next board meeting, we would have to go into closed again. That way we could review the minutes and then approve the minutes in that other closed session, if that makes sense. So, any questions on the training? That's about as fast as I can get it done.
I think that was very good.
Okay, Brandon, do you have anything to add that you want to cover? I'll take that.
Sorry, no, sorry about that. For some reason, I
That's
couldn't
okay.
find the mute button. No, I don't have anything to add. That was a great, quick, adequate summary. So thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Brandon. So, what we'll do, put that in the minutes that we covered the training. That way, if the outside auditors or the state auditor were to ever come back, ask if you guys had the training, we could cite the minutes and do an affidavit showing that we had the training. So, do you guys have anything else that you want to bring up? Any questions? Something that you have for us?
I just want to find out about the audits, how they are 2022, 2023, when do we start 2024?
Okay, David, do you have an update for us?
Yeah, I've been providing the 2022 information to the auditors, and we've been making some progress on those. And we're pushing for 22 to be completed this year, and first thing in the next year, 23, and also 24.
Time frame on 23 getting done.
23. Hope. Let me check. Sorry, let me check my email real quick on that. Let's see when not.
So, assuming the audit is for 2022 is done this year, do we discuss it in our January meeting?
Yeah, we would. As soon as that gets done, and even if we needed to do a special meeting. So, state auditor requires us to have an audit committee. So, still the same, it's the board. So, what we would do at the beginning of a board meeting, we would publish on and notice an audit committee. That way, the audit committee, we can walk through the budget, talk about any issues. What the response was. What I would do is once we get the, I'm backing up now, once we get the audit, if they were to have any findings, I would get those to the board. They would have, what we would need to do then is tell them why we had the issue, what the plan is to fix it. They would put that in the budget. Then when we have the audit committee, we would go through. Talk about it, make sure you guys were good. You would have already told me what, if you were comfortable with the plan, how to correct it and fix it. Then we would talk about it in the audit committee, and then we would accept the audit. You can't approve it because it's not ours to approve. We would have to accept what the outside audit company, audit firm told us. Once that's done, then we put that on the auditor's website, the filing for the auditor. I would also send you guys what's called the financial certification. I guess we could sign the financial certification before, but what the financial certification says is that the district's in good financial position. And the only way you really know that is through the audit. We could make the argument we do it through the financial statements. That would be something, Mike, you and Sheila would have to let me know. Are you guys comfortable with signing something before we get the audit based on the financial statements? And then we need to do the fraud risk assessment too. I'll send that out. Typically, I do those at the same time as the financial certification, but we've been waiting, so I haven't. But that might, getting back to your specific question, that's how we need to handle the audits. And then after we do the audit committee, when we go into the full board, you guys would accept the recommendation from the audit committee to accept the audit. And that's how we accept the audit is in the full board. Does that make sense?
So if David, if you'll send the audit to Sheila and I and Blaine and Michaels, I guess to everybody, Brandon, once you get it, then we can review it and schedule our meetings to go over it.
Yes, and as far as timing, this is what I'm looking at. I'm looking for this the 22 to be done so that we can talk about that in the January meeting. 23, we're going to push to have that done by the end of the quarter so that that can be presented in the April meeting, and then 2024 to get everything caught up and done by June 30th so that that could be presented in the July meeting.
Great. I assume 23 and 24 will go a lot quicker once 2022 is done.
Correct.
Okay. That's all I was concerned with.
Okay.
Yep.
Good question. Thanks, Mike. Sheila, do you
Definitely.
have anything?
No.
Okay. Brandon, anything?
Nothing more for me.
Okay, perfect. Well, that's everything I show board, so
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn. I'll
thanks, Mike.
second that.
Thanks, Sheila. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, we're adjourned. Hey, thanks, you guys.